Hello everyone, it's Sky Moon, and today, by suggestion of a listener, Emily, thank you Emily, we are doing an episode about my favorite word, your cat. And also, as I forgot to mention in updates, if you may or may not have listened to, I also changed my trailer along with my cover art and Q&A. So, let's get into it. So, I think we should kick things off with a top 5 list of my favorite warrior cats. So I'm not going to put them in order yet, because I don't know what order they're in yet. But I think my top favorite warrior cats are Squirrel Flight, Leopard Star, Hawk Frost, Breeze Pelt, and Ivy Pool. I know it seems like a lot of evil characters, but really the only one there that was actually evil is Hawk Frost. I mean, Leopard Star was almost like tricked. I feel bad for her. No one trusted her. Everyone was just such a jerk to her. And this was the only way she could gain power. And Breeze Pelt, because everyone's mean to him, and really the only reason he became evil was because of his father. It's really all Crowfeather's fault. I mean, like, I like Crowfeather, but I think he's kind of a horrible dad. And he's just really misunderstood, and then everyone doesn't trust him. I, like, feel really bad for him. I honestly want to do a character review episode on him, because I think that'd be really interesting do it with one of my friends. And, oh yeah, who was left? Ivy Pool. I just genuinely like Ivy Pool, because I feel like Breeze Pelt, she's really misunderstood, and, like, everyone thought she was evil, but it was really just jealousy. Dove Paw got all the attention, and everyone was just kind of shunned her in Holly Leaf. Which is really sad, and I really felt for her. So, and Hawk Frost, because I don't know why, but I just really like Hawk Frost as a character. I think it was a really pretty character design too, with like those blue eyes. And Squirrel Flight, because who doesn't like Squirrel Flight? I mean, she's the best, obviously. She like takes charge when there's an imposter, and she's just like a go-getter. Like, she reminds me a lot of me when I'm with my friends, very energetic and boisterous. And so, yeah, that's why I love her. So I think if I had to put those cats in order, I'll probably put Squirrel Flight at the top, Hawk Frost second, probably Breeze, this one's tough, probably Breeze Pelt third. Actually, no. This is really difficult for me. I probably put Ivy Pool third, Breeze Pelt, and then Leopard Star. Really, those three are all equal in my mind. I love those ones. And, yeah. So, now I think I should talk about my least favorite cats. Cats that I just have, like, a distaste for. So, let's get started with that. You know, I act like I'm going into, like, another segment or something, but I'm really not. It's just, like, the same clip. So, who could that be? Who are my least favorites? Probably Berry Nose. Berry Stumpy Tail now. Berry Nose really annoys me because he's just, like, so full of himself and arrogant. It really bothers me. And I really didn't like Longtail because it really reminds me of like a mate more cats meme, but it really, Longtail was like, you know, we're going through like a Black Lives Matter problem right now. Like, I really stand for Black Lives Matter, and I feel like, honestly, in warrior cats world, they're pretty racist to kitty pets, even though it's not a race, but just like against kitty pets. And I feel like Longtail was such a jerk when he was like, we can't let him in, he's a kitty pet. It really annoys me. And, like, they let so many kitty pets in, just Longtail couldn't accept that he was a kitty pet. Bothered me a lot. And I have mixed feelings about Clear Sky and Thunder from Dawn of the Clans. Because, I mean, Clear Sky was really misunderstood and he'd gone through a lot, but, like, it's not an excuse to act like a jerk, and he just barely raised Thunder, and I feel like Thunder's kind of arrogant and full of himself. Then again, I haven't read Dawn of the Clans in a while, so this is not very accurate. Yes, I'd probably say my least favorite cats are Berry Nose and Long Tail and Clear Sky. And then the annoying thing with Clear Sky is he acts like a total jerk to his son Thunder, yet when he has kids, I don't remember their names, but one of them is like Starflower, I think, because of the flower that, what's her name found? Mothlight? No, not Mothlight. What am I talking about? One of them found it, and then he named his daughter Starflower. Like, he's so nice to them, and yet he's just a jerk to Thunder. Thunder. I just burped. Excuse me. What are some other cats that I like? If I had to go evil cat-wise, definitely Hawk Frost. Obviously, I've already said that. But of all the cats in the Dark Forest, I really like Thistleclaw for some reason. I like his character design. Like, he's kind of like Scourge, but like different. I like him. And I used to really like Mabelshade. I'm not the biggest fan of Mabelshade now, but I used to love her. And how about leader-wise? Who is my favorite leader so far? Definitely Blue Star. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention Blue Star in my top five favorite cats. I love Blue Star. And my favorite leaders are probably Blue Star, Leopard Star, and Tall Star. I really like Tall Star. I feel like he's so genuine, and with, like, Jake, their cute little relationship. Who else? Let's talk medicine cats. My favorite medicine cats. I used to love Cinderpelt. I'm not sure why, but I thought she reminded me of myself. But I'd say my favorite medicine cats are Leafpool and Berry Nose from Crooked Star's Promise. Not Berry Nose. Berry Nose is a cat, no. It was like Spotted Speckleberry or something. Berry Speckle. She was white with like brownish black speckles. Something berry speckle-ish, something that. And yeah, I really like those two. What other category? Sorry about this. Wait. You know, I'm gonna cut this here and come back when I think of other categories. So, yeah. Okay, I'm back. And I thought of a category. Prophecy cats, like cats from the first books with Firestar and The Great Journey and Omen of the Stars, all of those prophecy cats and the people involved with them, like, you know, Jayfeather and Dovewing and Lionblazer prophecy cats, but I'm also gonna involve Ivypool in this one and Hollyleaf because of their, like, involvement in it. So, I think I'd start with my favorite character from the first books that was involved with Firestar. So Firestar was really the only main prophecy cat, but I feel like Firestar gets way too much credit. Like, he gets, there's too much buzz around Firestar, which annoys me. So I think my favorite cats that were involved with him are Blue Star, and I love Graystripe. I think he's really sweet, his personality. Yeah. Oh, and Sandstorm. Sandstorm is awesome. I love Sandstorm. And The Great Journey. Obviously Squirrelflight. And Leafpool is definitely involved in that. So I like Leafpool, but I like Crowfeather too. I feel like his heartbreak is so sad, as you remember from episode 2. If you listened to that, it was very cringy. So yes, there's that. And Omen of the Stars. See, my favorite cat, Ivypool. But I think my favorite power would be Dovewing's power, to be able to like hear and see really far away. I love that. I think that's really cool and it's really creative. The next books. What was that? What were the next books? Was that Prophecy Wise? I don't really remember. Oh, when I was talking about villains, I completely forgot about Soul. Soul is awesome. Like, I was only talking Dark Forest once, but I never talked about the others. I love Soul. Back to Prophecy Cats. I don't really remember from the fourth series. What is the fifth series? Oh, yeah, Dawn of the Clans. Sixth series is... Oh, yeah, the one with, like, Bristle... Oh, wait, that's the sixth... My brain is completely blanking here. Moving on to the Broken Code. Broken Code, my favorite. So the Prophecy Cats in that one are like Ashfur, Squirrel Flight, Bristle Frost, Root Spring, Shadow Sight. I feel like Shadow Sight, the idea for Shadow Sight is really cool, but I think Tiger Star and Doublewing are really overprotective. I'd say my favorite out of those ones is Bristle Frost. She's just like trying to do her best. I know some people think she's like really arrogant, and I think she kind of is, but I also think she's just trying to do her best for her clan, and obviously Squirrel Flight, because hands down awesome. Ashfur just annoys me. I mean, like, jeez, she doesn't like you. Just leave her alone. And why the heck would Yellowfang let him into Star Clan? Ah, bothers me so much. If I were Yellowfang, I would be... Well, I think that's all the categories I can currently think of. Thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast episode. And I'm going to put a Q&A in the comments. Who is your favorite warrior cat? So if you're listening on Spotify, not in the comments, that's not what I meant to say. But if you're listening on Spotify, check that out. And I, every episode, give a shout out to the person from the last episode who gave me my favorite answer. And thank you, Emily, for suggesting this podcast episode today. I think it was a really great idea, like talking about it. And see you soon. Bye.